We'll worry about that. Somebody else worry about it.
Amen.
Someone else. Hopefully, it'll be solved soon.
What's going on down there?
Okay. Anyway, so we're. Let me get my stardom. Oh, I don't have 1 second. Let me just get the. I don't have the sheet to here. 1 second.
Sheet in the good business.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, take off my mask. And went into the base of Medrash, needed a mask. Okay, so let us start. So we have as follows. Very, the most, this is probably the one of the most yesodistic pages in the Masechta, even though I don't know at the end of the day if we'll get any clarity. But because the question, the most famous Hakira, in Baba Kama, is why are you, what is the Sibas and Mechayev? Why are you paying for the Nezikim? Well, the truth is the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says, and that Gimel Mebeis, it's Sala Shave, Shekain Mimaincha, Ushmirasan Alecha. Right, the Mishnah says, Mishnah says the tzara shav is shedarkan ahasek ushmirasin alecha. The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis added memaincha. So okay, but the Maisa, this is the most famous chakira. So there's the let's miss maybe I don't know which way is the easiest to start. Let's maybe I don't know if this is the way to start, but we'll say start the easier way. We'll start with the Chakira and then we'll try and go through the Sugya and see whether there's riots. There's three possible stadim. It seems to be in the Rosh Hashivas. One the question is, why are you chayiv to pay if you're money, if you're for the Arba of this Nezikim? So one side is very simple because you were Poshea. Other Mamazik, they're directly do it yourself. It's your, you did it. You were Poshea. You were supposed to watch your property. You have a responsibility to watch since you were Poshea. So you have to pay. That's probably the most simplistic shot. The other shot is that there's some kind of responsibility for your money. You take over a responsibility for your money. According to that shot, it's a little bit difficult. So why, when you watch, are you putter? Right? If the chiyuv is because you're responsible for your money, you have to pay for your money. So why just, so what if you watched? Right? That's somewhat difficult. Why should you be putter if you watch? If the sibas and mechai, because it's your money.
Because you're so being responsible.
What? No, but that's the first side. The first side is that because you're responsible because you should have watched it. Second side is I'm not responsible because I should have watched it. I'm responsible because it's my money. My money, you're responsible for it, whether you, not because you did anything wrong. So if it's not because I did anything, why should, you know, so why should my watching pater me? It's still my money. So I don't know really the answer to that question. The way they say in the Sfarim is, you know, when it's the same like a Rav Chaim, the Torah paters you. Since you were such a nice boy, so even though you don't deserve to get pater, Hashem paters you, which is a very, sounds a little fluky. Because if you deserve to be chayiv, so why are they patering you? Why should we assume such a pshat? That really you deserve to be chayiv. Yeah, but we give you really, but we give you a dispensation.
Do we not want to say you're an ones?
Why should ones make for a difference? What's so? If there's a mechayev, if the mechayev is pshia, so then ones is a ptur. But if the mechayev has nothing to do with pshia, the mechayev is that you have to pay for your money. So who cares? You're an ones.
But what about other mamazik? Other mazik himself, we're assuming it's pshia.
Okay, it could be also because of some form of pshia. But why should ones be a piter if that's not what you're? If ones means you're not responsible for the action. We're not holding you responsible. We're not making you pay because you're responsible. We're making because you did something wrong. We're making you pay because this is your this is the, you know that if a person borrows money. You're not going to say that, what if I was an ones, I had to borrow money. So you're not going to say, oh, since I had to borrow money, then I don't have to pay it back because I was an ones. Right? I was pikuach nefesh. A person was dying. And the only way he could wouldn't die is if he borrows someone's money. Oh, I don't have to pay it back because I'm an ones. Ones doesn't pater you when the mechayev is not because you, is ones is only a mechpater if you did something wrong. You did an aveira, you get a pter ines. But if you're a chayev because you borrowed money, I don't care that you buy ines. So it's irrelevant. You borrowed
money. Maybe that's something to do with the fault of the animal.
If the din is that you're chayev for your mamin, so it's very unclear why shmirah should be a pter. But those are the two stadim, the two famous stadim, is are you chayev because of pshia? Or you're chayev because of mamon. Now,
is it pshat about that it's your mamon, so therefore your mechayev is like because someone has to pay for it, so you have to pay for it because it was your item? Is that the pshat?
It's that
like
you
have nothing that
I don't know if someone has. I don't know if that's pshat. It's not just that you take over his responsibilities.
So if you're taking over the responsibility of the animal.
Why?
If you're taking over the responsibility of the animal, so then maybe the shmira is a way of mitigating that responsibility.
Why? I'm not taking over, and not because I did something wrong. You're saying the animal did something wrong. My shmira didn't stop the animal from doing something wrong. It's not.
Yeah, but your shmira made his action less bad.
No, it didn't.
We look at the whole thing.
His action is still just as bad. He was kavanas al hazik. The animal was vicious, malicious, whatever. My shmir didn't do anything as far as, I don't know. Okay, let's speak out. So those are the simple two sadim. And of course, there is a third sad, which is probably, the problem with this chakira is if you go through Baba Kama, I'm not doing Baba Kama this year in Bikiya Seder, but those people who are doing it in Bikiya Seder will notice that every other sugya, they say that this is a raya to one side of the chakira, except that every other sugya is a raya to the other side, a different side of the chakira, which is very problematic. So the other side is a third possibility, which I like to vote for, but we'll see as we go on, is that they're both right. Who says life has to be that there's only one sivus and mechayev? Why is, why does life have to be so simplistic? Why can't there be multiple sivas and mechayeds?
And I thought Rabbi implied from
either each one alone can't do it, and you need the push-up shot, you need both together. You need a combination. You have to come from two different angles to create a chiyuv. So einachinami pshia is a sivas, partially the sivas mechayev, and mamon is partially a sivas and mechayev. And it's the combination of both factors together that make the Sibas a Mechayev. Each one is Mechayev, you 50%, right? I don't know, something like that.
Recall, I thought Rebbe on Sunday said that it was Medayik in the Ma'ari, not like that, because otherwise we...
Well, let's go over it again. I'm ready to go over it again. I don't remember. It could be I did, and it could be I take it back, started learning the sugya more, especially doing it in shir. There is there is a, you know, there is a, there, that is a third possibility. I think someone does say that. I have a vague recollection. Anyone remember, know who says that? I think someone did say that. Not in the Maram Mekaymis that we sent out, but I think it's in the Svarim somewhere. I remember that from previous years, that it doesn't, life doesn't have to be black or white. And there's a, you're allowed to say that there's a conglomeration of reasons. And even if they're not, even though they're, you know, Rabbi Nyman used to make fun of these, his expression would be two dead horses. But sometimes there is such a thing as two dead horses combined together. Reshiva had a cute way of saying it. This is what does Reshiva say? Anyone know? Rabbi May is coming on. We need Rabbi Sebrow here to tell me. Reshiva used to call it a Frankenstein, because that's how he's thinking. Not Frankenstein, but a Frankenstein. Because you take two dead parts and you put them together and you get a Frankenstein. That was what he used to call it. I don't know why, but that's how he called it. But okay, anyway, but that's the Svara, that they, that you, it could be sometimes you take, even though two parts that each one alone doesn't do it, that's, and you put them together, and that's the Yisod of Frankenstein. You take a heart from here and the head from here, and you put them together and you get a, it works. You take two broken computers and you take out the part that works and you get a computer. So it could be that each one alone, you need both, which is probably the most mashma in the Gemara and Daf Gimel. The Gemara said before that you need Mimbaincha, Shmiras and Alecha. Right? That's the simple mashma. You need Mimbaincha. Right, the Lechem Yehuda, and the last piece, which is on that base, he says that it's the Mishnah is supposed to be telling you the Sibas Mechayev. So if you learn the Sibas Mechayev is Memaincha, what are you mentioning Shmiras and Alecha? And if you learn the Sibas Mechayev is because of Pshia, why are you mentioning Memaincha? Just mention Shmiras Alecha. Right, in other words, why are they mentioned both? According to whichever chesed of the chakira, you should just need one. So it does sound like that they're both right. Okay, anyway, let's go read the sheet again, and then let's see what all these people say. But unless you, someone wants to say something before we read the sheet again? No? Okay. Let's see this sheet again. So Taisvis, we did the sheet. I'm sorry, I don't remember. We did the sheet though inside. Okay, so but we said Taisvis goes ahead and says that the Rav Yehuda is a Havamina. We did this Sunday. So the way the guys, I think the guys were right, that Rashi's mashma, that there was no Havamina, no Svara to Rav Yehuda. That is what Rashi's mashma. Rashi says, Al Korchuk, he sounds like he's saying that it doesn't make any sense, but this is must be what he meant. And maybe Enochinami, according to Rashi, you'll probably have to say that Rav Yehuda never meant it. And it was a misquote, and the Gemara is changing Rav Yehuda later. And it makes no sense, but this is what the Gemara thought that the quote was. What Rashi sounds like, that's what the guy said when Rashi says, the guy said, it's Rashi saying that I'm stuck. I have to read the Gemara this way, even though it makes no sense. Rashi's Pashas does not agree with Taisus that there was no Havamina to Rav Yehuda. Taisus, on the other hand, doesn't like that. Obviously, what was the Gemara quoting? Something that made no sense. So Taisus explained that there was a Havamina, a Svara. The Svara was that each of these svaras, Kavona Nahazek or Hanoda Zeko, make it harder to watch. And therefore, it makes it, the Lashon of Taisvis is, Karav, it makes you like an Aynes. Ke'en Aynes. Makes you a Ke'en Aynes. So the implication in Taisvis is, In the beginning, it says Upshia Pasha. In other words, were you Pasha or you weren't Pasha? So the simple mashmaos of Taisus is that the Gemara, and he's in the first step, held that the Sivas HaMechayiv is Pshia. Okay. Now, the problem is, what's the Gemara's Velav Kavachoymer? Like it, is that a good Svara? How can you say it's a Kavachoymer? So the Marie Cohen said, let me just want to read him inside. He says, did a Pirish Re, Shepirish Roya Kachan or Azeg of Shia Gedoya Pasha? Hochi Parah. Now, I had a little diak. Why does he, Marie Cohen Sadek, introduce his shot with the Pirish Re? What is that? It's nothing to do with the Pirish Re. Yeah, you have to, and that's according to Pirish Rashi. You also have to say, explain what the Kavachaymer is. Right? The Gemara says it's a Kavachaymer. Kavachaymer, you have to know what the Kavachaymer is. So why did the Marie Cohen Sadek say, with a Pirish Re, this is what you have to say. And if you had Pirish Rashi, assuming Rashi disagrees with the Re, you also have to say the same thing.
Re here can't mean Rabbi Yehuda from the Gemara.
The Pirish Re, Shapirish, Lo Roy, I can't understand all that.
He's explaining the Mishnah. What the Mishnah says, Hare, it means Lo Re.
Yeah, but the part where he says Upshia Gedola Pasha, that's the Re in the Tosas. That's not Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara.
And in other words, it sounds like this. He says, otherwise, why is he quote this thing as Upshia Gedola Pasha? That's not right. He wouldn't have to quote that line. That's not in the Gemara. Right? Shapira Shalaroy Karen Shana Zego, Upshia Gedola Pasha.
And he says Kakasa Batosis.
Yeah. So it sounds like he's quoting Tivis's pshat. That's what it seems like. That's what he does. It says Kakasa Batosis. In other words, this whole introduction is pashtis. It's not necessary. He should just say, the Gemara says Lav Kavachaymer. I want to know what the Kavachaymer is. So why is he adding this introductory remarks?
I mean, according to Tosos, the Gemara made a legitimate argument initially. There's Pshia Gedola Pasha. So how exactly are we going to understand a Lav Kavachomer who?
And if you wouldn't say like Tosos?
If you wouldn't say like Tosos, then there was never an argument in the first place. That there was no valid Svar the other direction. We always understood Kavanos Lahazik as a Chumra. So Tosos just opened our eyes to say that.
But what's a Kavachomer? Why is Kavanos Lahazik a Chumra?
Because it's the Pshia Pasha. I mean, if we always try to minimize the Machlokas. So over here he's saying, according to Tosos, I have to say that the issue is still a Pshia of the Bailam. And if it's a Pshia of the Bailam, then where did it switch? Where the Pshia, that now Kavanos Lahazik is more of a Pshia.
But you have to say that. And if you didn't have to say this, you also have to explain that Kavanos Lahazik is more of a Pshia.
Not necessarily. The Ma'ari is not saying that. The Ma'ari seems to be saying...
Okay, so what it sounds like you're saying is that what we're saying is that the Marie Cohen Sadek without Taisus would have learned Kavanos, would have learned the Klav Kavachomer like the Marie. That's what you're saying. It's a little funny. In other words, he said this, the simple Pshah in the Gemara is like the Marie, that Kavanos Hazik and another Zekas Chumra is in the Behema. But the problem is, how can you say it's a Chumra in the Behema? You can't have a Kavachomer because, okay, so from one angle, it's a Chumra in the Behema. But on the other hand, Tavis just got finished saying it's a Kula because it's less Pshia. So there's a Svarat Akan and Akan. If it's a Svarat Akan and Akan, then you can't say Lav Kavachomer. And in order to be a Kavachomer, it has to be a Kavachomer in every angle. So what you're saying is that the Marie Cohen Sadek is bothered. Of course, the Marie Cohen Sadek would have learned like the Marie. The Marie's Pashit. But the problem is, where's your Kavachomer? Because, okay, Enochinami Kavanos and Azek is a Chumra. but it's also a kula. It's also a kula. It's not a kal v'chomer, right? So what the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek has to do is to show that it's kavanas on a hazik is not a kula at all. It doesn't make less pshia because it's the fact that the animal is harder to watch the animal is balanced out by the fact that it's more havnei nasuga adaitei. That is balanced out, but even more than balanced out. So, in other words, what it sounds like that it's what it sounds like that the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek was bothered that once I see Tosfos and I see this svara, so then what's the then how can you say lav kal v'chomer? So I know, but I'm bothered. If that's what the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek is bothered.
Can you, Rebbe, go over that one more time, if you don't mind?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Now,
the question is, what was the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek bothered by? When he walked into here, and what was his bothered? So simple pshat is, he just bothered. I don't know what the kal v'chomer is. He wears his lav kal v'chomer. What's pshat the kal v'chomer? But that can't be, because then he doesn't have to make this introduction. He should just start talking. What's the kal v'chomer? He shouldn't quote Tosfos. So it seems, what Sandy was suggesting, and that's probably Pasha pshat, is that, of course, there's a simple pshat in the kal v'chomer. Everyone knows kavanos hazik is a chumra because it makes the animal, it's a din in the animal, like the Ma'ari said. And I know that hazik is a chumra because it's a din in the animal. That's pashat. That's a pashat. But the problem is, Pishnama, if you didn't have Tosfos, okay, so it's a kal v'chomer. Because if kavanos hazik is a reason to be machmer, because it makes it's a focus on the animal. But now that the Ri said that that's mitzad the pshia, kavanos hazik is a reason to be mako. So the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek is bothered by a problem. So you can't make a kal v'chomer, because if something is chomer and kal at the same time, simultaneously, you can't make a kal v'chomer. So kavanos hazik, according to in the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek Tavami, is a chumra and kula. Kavanos hazik is a kula, like Tosfos said, because it's harder to watch, karev la'aynes, and it's a chumra, like the Ma'ariv says. So where's your lav kal v'chomer? So in order to resolve that problem, that it can't be a chumra and a kula at the same time, it has to be only a chumra. So he has to figure out a way to push away Tosfos Svara. So he's saying the way we push out Tosfos Svara is because Kavanos and Isaac, it makes more of a pshia because of Havei and Asuge Adaite. Right. So what we're explaining, just right this, in other words, what's bothering the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek? The Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek is bothered that you can't say a kal v'chomer because of Tosfos Svara. In other words, it's not that the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek, in other words, I think the way we were saying it originally, Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek holds that the Ma'ariv Svaras are crazy. Right? That's how I think how we said it yesterday. You know, Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek holds that his Svaras are crazy. What are you looking at the animal for? That's absurd. And that's why he says his shot. If that would be the case, then it's not predicated on Tosfos. He has to say what he says just to explain the Gemara. So it's mashma that the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek also, that's why I was saying, it's like a little bit in the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek, there's a mashmosa of this structure that there's two forces. Because it's mashma that he's ready to hear the Ma'ariv Svaras. He just is bothered, but in light of Tosfos, it's not a kal v'chomer. So my problem now is the opposite. So if that's what the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek was bothered by, then the Ma'ariv Pashtus has to address the problem. Is the Ma'ariv addressing the problem that the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek is bothered by? If the way we're reading the Ma'ariv HaKohen Tzedek is that he always knew the Ma'ariv Svara. And according to Rashi, he would have learned Ma'ariv Svara. But he says, but it doesn't fit into Tosfos. So how is the Ma'ariv addressing that problem?
Rabbi, and Pshat is, I had an understanding that Pshat was that the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek always really his Lav Kavachomer, who that what he is saying is Pshat in Tosos, is what he holds Misvara on the outset as well. But the issue with what Tosos is, why it's only an issue with what Tosos is saying is because it sounds like that's not enough of a reason to make a Poshea. So what he's trying to address it is that this Lava Suke Adaite would address the same issue that Tosos is saying, and it would make it a Poshea, meaning in that, but of course, this is the Havamina Svara, the La Suke Adaite is the Svara of why it's a Kavachomer. Just he has to say why this is addresses Tosos's shot and why it makes it a Poshea.
Okay, I don't know. It's not really then, it doesn't, you know, that you're, what you're doing is you're making that 90% of what he said, he always knew in his Abamina. And the only thing that he's adding is the last two words is Have Poshea.
Right, but, I mean, that addresses what it's addressing Tosis's shot.
No, I would, okay, I hear. I think I would sooner learn the other. I think it's not more, you know, like, instead of just saying he's just the last two words, it's the only thing that he's saying. It's like, his whole thing is he's saying a Chiddush, because before he started, he would have learned in Rashi, you know, he would have learned something like the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. I mean, the Ma'ari. In other words, see, that fits in nicely in my, in the open of my third suggestion that there are, that you're allowed to have two different svaras floating around. There's no, it's not or nothing. So the Ma'ari could have, the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek could have always known that the Kavanah Salah Hazik is like the Ma'ari. But his problem is, but there's, Taitha's a saying, there's this, then, you know, there's this, if there's two mechayvim, if in order to be chayiv, there's a conglomeration of two things, of the fact that it's more your mammon and more of a pshia. So when you ask a kavachomer, it has to be a kavachomer on both. If it's more on one and less on the other, right, then it's not a kavachomer, right? And if you need two ingredients to make a to make the explosion, and you can't say, well, madach, when you do, you know, in this case you have an explosion shorty if you have more of one ingredient, but if you have more of one and less of the other, it's not a kavachomer. Right. So the problem that Poshep shot that the Ma'ari, what I thought the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek is bothering, and what Sandy said too, is that of course he always knows that Kavanos al-Hazik adds more of a problem aus Mamin. But Taitha says it adds less of a problem aus Pshia. And since he's working with the assumption that there is a dual Mechayev, you can't say Kavachaymer. Because, okay, Kavanos al-Hazik is more reason to Mechayev for one reason, in one Sivas of Mechayev, but less reason to Mechayev in the other. So therefore, he has to explain how Kavanos and Isaac is even a more reason to Mechayev in even in the Sibas of Mechayev of Pshia. So if that is right shot, which okay, I can't swear, but that's what I would like to think. So then now I get the re. So what's the Ma'ari doing?
Right. So on Sunday you suggested that the Ma'ari is falling off of Pshia and just switching to the Mammon theory.
Okay, but it's a little chaser. Okay, I assume that is Pashup Shap, but it's a little funny because if that was the way we're reading it now, the way is that the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek always knew the Ma'ari, that possibility. But he felt it's daichik because Taivis says a good Svara. What do we do with Taivis as Svara? So what really comes out is that the Ma'ari's main point is that we're falling off the Taivis Svara. he doesn't say a word about falling off a Taifas Zisvara. He just says, lo koi akuda v'chonish, and as he is not going on the, so then Hogu Bagai, if you're not going to buy them, so why don't you have Taifas Zisvara? And if you have Taifas Zisvara, then you don't have a Kava Chomer. Terence says, well, because I'm saying Taifas Zisvara is wrong because we don't care about the buy them. He doesn't say that. He just says, he doesn't say anywhere that the svara of the Baidim is wrong. No, it's like he's missing his main point. If the whole Ma'ari coins, you know, I'm assuming that this piece was not that the Shita Mekubesas just glued together two random people that weren't connected, but this was one piece that was somehow printed, said together. So it would seem to be that the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek and the Ma'ari are addressing the same problem. So if the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek was addressing the problem that I know Pshat in Kavanos HaLa'asik is a Chumra Mitzad HaBe'ema, but how can you say Kavah Chomer? Titus made a good point that it's a Kula Mitzad HaBe'ema. So that's what the Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek is addressing. So the Ma'ari should also address that point. The Ma'ari just doesn't bother addressing the point. He just skips it. And then we have to figure out on our own that the Ma'ari means to say to you that we don't hold to that svara. You know, he doesn't, it's Iker Choser Min HaSefer. He should have said, Amri Pirish, the Lokaiman on Shia is a Sivis HaMechayiv. In other words, It's a little funny. It's a little like, so the suggestion, okay, but the way the guys are learning is that it's mukhluk from the Ma'ari that he's dropping the Sibis and Mechayiv Pshia. Because if he held in a Sibis and Mechayiv Pshia, how could he say Kavah Chomer, right? So again, I said in the beginning of Shir, three possibilities. Either the Sibis and Mechayiv is only Pshia, the Sibis and Mechayiv is only the Behema, or it's both. So the question is, do we have a raya from the Ma'ari that he doesn't hold that it's both? The Ma'ari definitely doesn't hold that it's only the Pshia, that's for sure. He says Beferish, it's also the Behema. So can we prove of the three possibilities? And the Ma'ari going Tzedek, I don't know, it's not clear. You can learn either way. You know, there's Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek could either mean it's only Pshia or it's both. But the Ma'ari, the question is, can the Ma'ari also learn it's both? Or he has to learn that it's only a din in the Behema. That's a shayla.
I mean, again, at the very least in the Ma'ari, you have to say that whatever distinctions that Tosu was making of, I mean, he's quoting the language Pshia Gedola. So I'm saying if you're granting Pshia Gedola, for some reason, those distinctions don't make sense once we tie into the law of Kal v'Chomer from Behema, which, right. I mean, that's hard. That's very hard to hear if you're saying Pshia Gedola. I don't know.
Right. So you're saying that it must be that he doesn't hold it as far as Pshia.
I'm not sure. I mean, again, I guess I'm trying to say is that theoretically you could say that once we taina that Behema is relevant, then you could say a svara that the distinctions that Tosos initially made don't make for a difference. Because since no matter what we're going to say, there is an element of Pshia as far as the Adam. So since the Mechayev is also the Behema, that distinction that the Gemara originally considered is not really a distinction that's going to make for a difference.
Okay, but you said that's a hard svara. I agree with your first opinion. All right. Anyway,
just to point out, the reading in the Ma'ari does bear out that the distinction in Bialim seems to be He doesn't seem to throw Bialim out. He seems to say that it's not that we're, the law of Kal Vachomer is going on the Behemah. He doesn't turn around and address how we deal with the original issue.
I hear. In other words, the question is, so let's put down the question. We have three choices. It's only Bialim, it's only Pshia, or it's both. So the Marie going Sadek is definitely learning that Pshia plays a role at the end. That's Beferish. He definitely does not hold it aside. It's only Bialim. But he could be holding it's both, right? There's no indication he's not learning it's both. It could be it's both. Okay. And the way I set it up that his hemtrix only on type is that it's almost more mash when he's holding both. The Marie Pashtis is holding that it's only on the Behema, because if it would be both, then how could the Gemara say Lav Kal Vachomer? Because granted, mitzad the Behema, it's a Kal Vachomer, but mitzad the Bialim, it's not a Kal Vachomer. And that's why I gave that, I think of it, you know, Marshall, that if you, in other words, if you increase, if you need two ingredients, and that was a fine example, you need two ingredients, and you increase, in other words, if you increase one without decreasing the other, then you have a Kal Vachomer. But if the way you increase one is by decreasing the other, then you don't have a Kal Vachomer anymore. Because granted, you increase one ingredient, but you decrease the other. So if how could the Marie say that, right? Okay, so this is a question. Let me just repeat the question. Especially, we got repeat the question again. We set out because it's an important question. We said in the beginning of this year that there's a basic yeshiva shechakira. What the sivus amechayev and the zikin? We said there are three opinions. Either the entire sivus amechayev is pshia. The entire sivus amechayev is the behema. That you somehow take over the chiyav, your chayav for your mamin, or you need both. You're allowed to have a conglomeration of two totally unrelated svaras, and they somehow merge to create a chiyav, two dead horses, whatever. Okay. Those are the three stadim. So the Marie Cohen said that we know he definitely holds that pshia plays a role. It could be it's both, but it's definitely not only the Behema. The question is, what's found in the Mari? So superficially, the Mari has to hold it's only the Behema, because if he would hold that it's both, so then how could the Gemara say Lav Kal Vachomer? Granted, Kavanos Lahazik makes it more chomer beside the Sivas and Mechayev of Behema. But David just finished explaining that it makes you less mechayiv, also sibas a mechayiv by them. So you can't have a Kal Vachomer.
Maybe the pshiyas will cancel out. There's a pshiyah either way, right? We said that, right? We're balancing against them against each other. And we said that, right? It was like we were discussing in Tosfos, right? Whether it's nones or is it more pshiyah or less pshiyah. But the point is that there are svaras that can sort of neutralize each other. It's not a real, the whole law array from the beginning was very weak on its own grounds.
I hear you. In other words, the simple reading, and this is, Shamir said we said this yesterday, Sunday, I don't remember, is an Ein Lachinami. The Mari holds the Sivas and Mechayev is only Mamin. The problem is that it seems very strange to say, you know, in these in Chofetz Chaim standards, to say that in this little Shita Mekubetzes, there is a machlokes in the entire Masechtas Bava Kamma, what the Sivas and Mechayev and the Zikin is. And especially in the photocopies, in the sheet, in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, brings two nafkaminas of that chakira, right? He has two nafkaminas. Halacha. One nafkamina, he says, from Rav Shimon, that if you were poshea on your shore and you didn't watch it properly and the shore went loose, and then you say, you know, your shore broke out of the corral because you idiot, you didn't watch it. You put a crummy lock on the door. And the guy says, oy vey, I'm going to be in trouble. Now it's going to do a hezek. I'm going to have to be chayiv. So he quickly is mafker the shore before it does hezek. So he says, based on Rav Shimon, that if the tzibes ha-mechayiv is mamin, you'll be potter. If the tzibes mechayiv is pshia, you'll be chayiv. And then he brings a second afkamina from, I think, Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer, going the other direction. That if the Biden didn't watch the behema, but someone else watched the behema. So if the Sibas and Mechayev is Pshia, if in the Maisa the animal was watched, there was no Pshia. Just because I didn't watch it, but you can't say there was a Pshia. The animal's watch is no Pshia. There's no Pshia, there's no Pshia. Because the Maisa, the animal was watched. I don't get credit for it, but you can't say I was Poshea. And my pshia didn't cause a hezek because the animal was watched by someone else who did just as good as it was just as good as if I watched it. So my pshia didn't do anything. But if you learn that the chiyuv is mamin, and just as funny as far that if you watch and Hashem patters you, then you'd be chayiv. So we have two nafkaminas. One nafkamina where each side would be chayiv. In other words, in Rav Shimon's case, the mamon side would be potter and the pshia side would be chayiv. In Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer's case, the pshia side would be potter and the mamon side would be chayiv. So there are nafkaminas halacha on this chakira. So in a purely from a Chavetz Chaim point of standpoint, the way we were taught to learn, that we like to minimize machlokes. And we don't like to say there's gigantic machlokes. And surely if there is a gigantic machlokes, it should have been spoken out and they should have brought rayas and they should have brought, if to say that the Mari going tzedek and the Mari is debating this basic, the most basic hakira of the whole mesechta, which is gonna have probably nafkaminas in every single sugya, you go through the mesechta, and it's gonna have nafkaminas on halacha. And they don't say anything about it. They don't discuss these shaitas. They don't bring rayas. What's the din in this case? They don't, you know, they don't, they just, and in this little piece, that's so daichik. I mean, I don't know, you know, in the yeshivish world, maybe that's beautiful, but I think the yeshiva would not have liked that, to say that there, that this shita, in this little shita, mekubetzes, there's such a, there's two sides of the yeshivish hakira. You know, especially in 2000, the Rishayim are arguing the Yeshiva Shechakira. You know, she would not have liked that, no? And even if they would say so, if they would be Marich, and if they would bring Rayas from Gemaras, you know, it's possible. If they would, but there's Nafkaminas Halacha, and they don't say anything, and you're supposed to, it's just not probable. If there was such a major Machlekas, first of all, it's not so misdaiva they should argue in such a big machlaikas. And second of all, it's if they were arguing in such a big machlaikas, then they should each one bring rayas to their opinion, because there should be rayas from all over Baba Kama. There should be rayas to Rav Shimon's, you know, chakira. What's the din if you're mafker the animal? I'm sure Rav Shimon probably does bring rayas. And if the rayas to Rav, you know, this is Alman's kashayda, what if someone else watches it? So, right? So it's a little daichik to say that they're arguing this chakira. So the suggestion that was just made, when Yitzi Kramer made, maybe it's not such a bad suggestion.
I think it was Chaim Gordon. Chaim Gordon. Yeah, it was Chaim Gordon.
Wrong person. Take it back. Yitzi Kramer, you don't get any credit.
I'm not taking credit for this.
Okay. Chaim Gordon. Sorry, Chaim. That Chaim Gordon said a suggestion, which maybe not so bad.
I appreciate that Rebbe made a mistake and thought it was me. That I appreciate. I'll take credit for that.
Anyway, okay. But all right. But I'm sorry. No, I won't make the mistake again. Anyway, but it's in the Maisa, he's saying like this. He's saying that, of course, he's only trying to explain how it could be a Kal Vachomer. But how you get rid of the Rizvara, that's easy. You don't have to explain, because the Rizvara was not so good in the first place. We were struggling ourselves to understand why it's because since Kavanah Sanahazik and Hanana Zeka both make it harder to watch, why should one be a bigger Pshia than the other? They're both hard to watch. They both do the same thing.
Okay.
In the Mariz, they're doing different things. One is Kavanah Sanahazik, which is like maliciousness, and one is getting pleasure. So it's different types of svaras. But if the svara is, this was our problem on Sunday, that if Kavanah Sanahazik says, I'm in Ines because it's hard to watch, and Hanada Zeko says, I'm in Ines, it's hard to watch, so they're really both equal. So what Yichayim Goren is trying to say is maybe the Marie going says that Marie is saying, listen, this is your svara. Your svara is clown no good. And besides which, it's a Kal Vachomer the other way. That's what he's suggesting. What do you people say about that?
Isn't it really a bit better than that? Meaning, as far as both of those studim in the original Kal Vachomer were suffix, meaning
we have a
suffix in Svara Chitzona. Is that more of a pshia, or is it? But it's a suffix. You can't undermine a Kal Vachomer because maybe that's more pshia. That's not a pirch on a Kal Vachomer. It has to be a chumra. You can't just think. We have a chomer. This is more chomer than that. Well, maybe that's more pshia. You can't ask maybe that's more pshia. This has something that makes it more pshia.
Okay, you're saying differently. If you say that, maybe you'll answer my problem. I was saying over with Chaim Goren differently than you. I was saying over, he's just saying is that Stam, that the Gemara is just knocking off Tavis as Svara because it's saying his Stam is not true. And now they're offering a different Svara. It's a little schwer. Why is it a little schwer the way Chaim Goren is saying it? Because it comes out that really the point that the Gemara is disagreeing, they don't even bother saying. And the point that they say is almost irrelevant, because Rav Yehuda explained the Svara. All the Gemara had to say is your Svara is not a good Svara. That would slug him up. They say, listen, you're saying that one's a bigger pshia than the other. They cancel out, so they're equal. The fact that it's a Kal Vachomer is lo ma'ida v'lo ma'irid, because mimanashach, if the svara was a good svara, then you still have a good pircha, because, just because there's a Kal Vachomer, but there's a svara the other way. So it's a pircha, you can't learn it out. Edomai, it's not a good svara, so then you're shlugged up. So why would the Gemara say the lav Kal Vachomer? It's like it's not hitting. It's almost like saying an irrelevant point. So not so nice. There's what you're saying, Chaim, is that the Gemara the Chlal just doesn't hold of Rav Tosfos.
So maybe we can say that we are holding of Tosfos.
Yeah,
and the Mahari knew the Mahari coin said it, but that the svara that he introduces neutralizes what Tosfos is saying.
Okay, so you're saying a little more complicated. You're saying that he's saying two things. That then he's saying it lav Kal Vachomer because first of all it gets neutralized by Tosfos svara, and it adds a Kal Vachomer because of this. Okay, that would be so. Then he is so. That's so. How does that fit into the words "lav"? Now that's the thing. There's "lav Kal Vachomer." By saying "lav Kal Vachomer," I'm saying that why is there a Kal Vachomer? Because your svara is neutralized, and in other words,
there's no indication whatsoever that the Mari is relying on the Mari Cohen Tzedek.
No, there is no indication.
That's crazy. I mean, that's.
We all, nothing is crazy.
No, I just mean to say that, like, to say that the Mari is really built crazy on the previous statement, and he's just adding a different thing. Like, I don't know. Like, that's. I mean, that's drush.
I don't know.
Drush, that's pushing it.
It's one thing to call him crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can handle crazy.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but it still comes out. It's still a little bit funny. The problem is like this. In other words, why is, in other words, according to the Mari, why is the Gemara making the point that there's a Kal Vachomer? That's irrelevant. And if the main shlug up is that your Svara gets neutral, let's say, like you're saying, he holds the Mari going Tzedek Svara to neutralize Typhus Svara. So why did the Gemara say that? Because that's really the ikker. The fact that there's a Kal Vachomer is almost irrelevant, right? You know, if the Mari holds of the Svara of Shia, so then if you hold the type is a Svara, so Pashas, you still have the Gemara is a Vahwe Lo Roy. Can't learn it out because of Typhus and Svara. Even though there's a Kal Vachomer one way, but there's a Svara the other way. Enamai, you don't hold the Typhus and Svara, so just say that. The fact that there's a Kal Vachomer is irrelevant.
Maybe we'll have Kal Vachomer is just to add. This is
suggesting a possibility, but I don't know if this is hashkafically true, that if you have a Kal Vachomer, so the Kal Vachomer overrides Typhus and Svara. No, I don't know.
The idea is not an override. The idea is that it was a suffix, meaning is this Pshia Gedola or is this Pshia Gedola? If you're mistopic in whether this is really Pshia Gedola over this, you can't bring that as a pirch on a Kal Vachomer.
Why not? Because since there's a possibility, we're saying that people will have, there is a to say that this is true. So on that side, it's a pirch on the Kal Vachomer.
You have to say a Chomer. You have to say a Chomer Fakeret. That's not, you can't say it's a Chomer Fakeret.
Okay, I don't know my Claude Kal Vachomer well enough. I don't know.
Rabbi, no matter what shot you're saying here, there has to be a switch within the Gemara, because the Gemara starts with Lo Roi of Shane having its Mila and Karen having its Mila, and then all of a sudden it switches around and it tells you it should be Kal Vachomer. So there's obviously a switch within the Gemara there.
How big of a switch? We like making small switches. The simple way of reading the Gemara, the simple way of reading the Mari is that the switch is that we just went from one side of the Yeshiva Shechakira to the other side. And all those nafkaminas of the of Issa Zalman Meltzer and of Shimon Shkap, we're just making. In this little line in the Gemara, Lav Kal Vachomer.
But then the problem is it's not nothing to do with the Kal Vachomer, right?
According to the simple reading, and that's the way, you know, the Beis Lachem Yehuda reads it. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That when the Gemara is held in the Havamina, when they call Rav Yehuda, and I would ask the Gemara, what's the din if you're mafka the behema? No, you're still chayiv. And what's the din if someone else watches it? You're potter. Then the Gemara says, v'lav kal v'chomer. And now the Gemara is changing the halacha. If you're mafka the behema, you're potter. And if someone else watches it, you're chayiv. And that
has what's v'lav kal v'chomer have to do with changing the halacha? That's not. Lav Kal Vachomer is saying that there's a Kal Vachomer. It would imply that it would be there along.
The simple reading of the Gemara, that's what we're trying to avoid, is that the Lav Kal Vachomer is changing the Lamdas. And he says that Beis Lechem Yehuda says that based on the Lamdas, there are Nafkaminas Halacha. He gives two Nafkaminas Halacha based on this Chakira. So if the Gemara in Lav Kal Vachomer is changing the lumness from one extreme to the other, then you're going to have, then it means that in this step in the Gemara, Lav Kal Vachomer, the Gemara is changing the halacha in those two cases. That is very daichik.
Yeah, I have another possibility.
Another possibility. Yeah, why?
Maybe the lav kal vachomer is just the percha. It's not saying vaday, it's just the percha. You can't you say kal vachomer the other way?
But it's not a but then what's wrong with Rav Yehuda's pshat?
No, then you have lower
read. If Rav Yehuda says pshat in the Mishnah, his pshat is valid. Just because it's as far the other way doesn't mean his pshat in the Mishnah is not valid.
Okay, fine. Because Rav Yehuda wasn't making the point. Okay.
If the other direction is undeniable, then there is no proposed kal vachomer in the other direction.
Why not? Because if you learn that the in other words, again, if we're the Gemara and the Avamina for sure thought the Sivas and Mechayev or one of the Sivas and Mechayev is Pshia. So if the Gemara and the Maskana is retaining that, then the Rabbi Yehuda was right. Then you can't learn out one from the other. Either is a Kal Vachomer, but so what if there's a Kal Vachomer? It's only a Kal Vachomer in one dimension, but not in the other dimension. So
why is it a problem with what?
This is the problem with this Gemara. The simple pshat is to say that the Mari is dropping the Sivas and Mechayev of Shia, but that is very daichik. First of all, it's saying it's daichik in such an extreme machlokes in the Gemara. It's daichik there will be an afkaminas halacha, and it's daichik in I think the Beis Lachem says it correctly. Beis Lachem Yehuda. That why would the Mishnah say Shmirasin Alaha? That's not the Sivas HaMechayev. If you're learning Mimaincha, it's only the Sivas HaMechayev. Then why does the Mishnah say Atzara Shavah Shavah Shmirasin Alaha? You don't need Shmirasin Alaha. You just need that if you watch, you get absorbed, which is a funny Svara. But you don't need Shmirasin Alaha. So it's much nicer to say that it's a conglomeration. So I'm, even though I hear Chaim Gordon's shots a little daichik, but I'm still a little bit inclined to his shot. And I don't
know if
what Sandy said either. Maybe it's not so bad. I don't know. Is that he's basically agreeing. There's a Marie is learning. Marie is saying that the Gemara, the problem is how can you say Kal Vachomer? Tavis says as far as the other way. So, of course, the Gemara is saying that we don't hold the Taibis Svara either because Taibis Svara itself wasn't such a good Svara because they equalize, or Havle Nasuge Adaita equalizes it. But when the Gemara says Lav Kava Chaimer, they were only emphasizing a new Svara by them. In other words, the Mari felt it's daichik to say like the Mari going tzedek that the Gemara is switching from one extreme to the other within the Svara of Shia. So he's saying that the Gemara is not going to say that it's now that's the other extreme. You know, if again in Shia you can hear both ways, and therefore maybe it's neutral because you can hear both ways, but not that it's a Kal Vachomer. So therefore. He says that Kal Vachomer was based on the Svara of Bainim, but of course he agrees that the Siva, there's also a Siva and Mechayev of Shia, but then that's solved by the fact that it cancels out. There's two ways of canceling out. Either it cancels out because Shane and Ray and Karen cancel out, or because of the Marie Cohen Tzedek Svara that cancels out.
Wouldn't you have liked the Mahari to spell that out? I mean, I'm saying the Mahari seems to say what he says, and that addresses the question, and we're done. We're not really done because there was the counter Svara. He never said that the Gemara dropped off the counter Svara.
Okay, so we had a suggestion that the Mahari is written after the Mahari going tzedek, and he's relying, it's one piece. And he's relying on what was said before. He's just saying, I'm not going to go as far as the person went before, because that's already making Svaras Hafukas in the Gemara. But that avada that it does cancel out the Svara, that's easy. That's Pashat.
With this pshat, the problem Rabbi has is only why did he have to retain the Kal Vachomer?
Well, why would he? Then it comes out that the Gemara is almost emphasizing a point that's not really so relevant.
Could we say then that the reason, true that for the Pircha he doesn't need it, but the Metzia says that we need it, because the Gemara now is going to use that. Yeah, the Gemara knows that it needs it now to use it to explain the lower Yizek Kerezeh in the opposite direction. Okay. So true, I don't need it. Yeah, for the Pircha, I don't need it. But in the Metzias, we will need it. The fact that it's a V'lav Kama Chomer.
I hear, but it's a little, you know, you're
saying. Well, we want to ask a better question. Why can't we just ask, we don't need it, but we have a better question to ask also.
It's like, it's not really, Parshat Pshat is objective now, just to shlug up Rav Yehuda.
Right.
Okay, I don't know. Anyway, the Maisa, so it comes out, that's just where we're concluding. So a conclusion seems to be like this. The simple pshat is that there's a tremendous machlokes between the Mari Kohen Tzedek and Mari. Mari Kohen Tzedek definitely holds that Pshia is a Sivas and Mechayev. Maybe he also holds Bainim's a Sivas and Mechayev, but for sure he holds that Pshia is one of the Sivas and Mechayev. And the simple pshat in the Mari is that the Mari holds that only Bainim is a Sivas, only Behema is a Sivas and Mechayev. Bainim is irrelevant, Pshia is irrelevant. We are trying to avoid that. At least I'm trying to avoid that. I don't like that. First, I don't think that stems with the home Sachta. I don't think that stems with the Mishnah that says Shmiras and Alecha. That's the base Lechem Yehuda's question. And it's just not in the Chavetz Chaim Derech of such radical changes, you know, too big of a change. So we're trying to suggest a pshat that the Mari is also agreed that Shia is a factor, and he's somehow agreeing with the Mari going to see this. He got rid of Shia because his time gets rid of Shia. And he's only saying what he's saying to make the Kal V'Chomer. But Shia he gets rid of with the same way the Mari going said they got rid of it, which is definitely chaser and a little daichik, but I don't know. I don't know which way is more. You know, there's the minus, each way is daichik. So I don't know. Okay, that's what we're holding. Okay. The minus of this pshat of a conglomeration needs a little bit more hesber, because it isn't so nice. Now, what we said that, you know, two dead horses or a Frankenstein, you know, to use your.
Maybe it's just an artifact of the way we learned it out from the Pesukim, right?